from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If the demand is such that after this season, he plays really well and everybody looks at it and says, well, yeah, he's got Tyreek, he's got Waddle, nothing against him. He's got Mike McDaniel. He can do those things in this system, and that's the best place for him. I don't think that a team is going to step up after the season and all of a sudden say, yeah, we're going to give him $60 million a year.
Jeff Darlington on Tua Tagovailoa. I think that's the best point to make on Tua, because any sort of market value is what will others pay for you. And I don't think there's a big, heavy market for Tua in that way. However, Miami does have to, like, do right by Tua on some level. Anyway, we'll continue to track that. Jeremy and Joe here from St. John Fisher joining us here on day one of training camp. If it's not a tradition, it should be day one. You should, like, you welcome us to town. Mike Catalano, 13 WHAM and Buffalo Plus YouTube Sports Director. It doesn't feel like we're here until we talk to you.
Well, I've been here.
Yeah. I was asking Sal how many camps. I did my own math. And are you the king of camp right now? Are you the elder statesman?
King of camp. Well, I mean, going back to when we went to Fredonia every year, and it was nothing, as you guys have known or heard or whatever. It was nothing at all like this. It was just football practice. Two-a-days, pads.
Two-a-days,
like, I was just telling somebody, I remember sitting there talking to Fred Smirlis, sweating like crazy. We're talking to him like between sessions, and he's doing this long interview with us. It was wild. It was so different back then. But, yeah, basically all of them since I started doing this 37 years ago.
Yeah. Right. Well, how different is this one?
In terms of what's been here? Because for what's been here, I think this is different because – it feels for the first time in a long time like this is a different team, right? Because, you know, it's funny, in TV, you know, we're going back looking, I want to show this or show this from camp and all. And almost every time I looked, I saw a guy who's not here anymore because they were the guys that drew a lot of attention. So I think that's a little, I'll say a little scary for fans, but it's also exciting, I think, in a way, because when you looked at this roster needed to turn over. And it's pretty dramatic in the way they did it. So I think you're going to be – we were talking about who's going to be the popular guys out here, because you knew it before. And now it's some new guys. And it's certainly the rookie, I think he will be, and it's Josh as always. But, you know, some of those regulars, those 30-plus guys are gone. I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, first camp since Rex without Poyer and Hyde especially. I mean, in terms of their departures – like, who will be the weirdest to not have here? Diggs? I mean, is it the whole list?
It is. It's funny, you know, think of Mike Edwards wearing 21 because we all do that, right? You look at a number and it just like, sort of jars you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because guys who are so tied to it. I mean, I think in a way, all of them, I think, you know, just Poyer and Hyde. I feel like this morning they're going to come walking out of the tunnel. It just feels that way. And Diggs was a presence. You know, I said this from the beginning. A lot of people saying, you know, he's gone and all that. And, you know, some it was all the way to good riddance. Other people was like it had to happen. But this is when it gets really, really real because he's not on the field. And without question, he would be their best wide receiver, in my opinion. I think maybe most people would agree. I understand why they did it. But that's going to be something to see in how, obviously, how that all plays out without him on the field.
Mike Catalano joining us here as we sit at St. John Fisher, day one of camp. We'll hear from Sean McDermott in about 45 minutes. We just spent the last segment talking about the offense and whether it's expectations or predictions. You know, there are so many variables, and it really all comes back to Joe Brady and what he wants, what he envisions for this offense. I was just looking at another number, explosive plays. Like, the Bills were about middle of the pack in explosive plays last year, but among playoff teams, they were one of the lowest. They did not have a lot of explosive plays last year. It seemed like it's one of the reasons Dorsey got fired. Everything looked hard for them.
No question.
And then Brady comes in, and he kind of links things up. He has some answers. You wonder, and we wait to see, how much change there is from what he had as a formula that seemed to work.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's going to be the biggest thing because we've talked about now it's his offense, right? That he was sort of cooking with somebody else's groceries and all that, and he's trying to make it work. And it is during the season. Well, now he's had the whole offseason, but that added with basically a whole new wide receiver room, or, you know, in large part, makes it very interesting. The thing you don't have, and maybe that's a good thing, is you don't have the somewhat guaranteed targets now, right? It's like, go earn them. And somebody had asked us, like, how do you rank these receivers and where do they fall? I said it's a fluid thing throughout, certainly throughout camp and then throughout the year. Who steps up in that way? So for Brady, if he was coming in here with the whole offseason and he still had Diggs and Davis, I think there's a certain mentality of guys who are, you knew where they were going to be and then what they're going to do. I think it's fascinating with the group because every guy in that offense has has to have, some of them have to have something better than they've ever done before.
Yeah.
Right? Either it's because they never got a chance, they got limited chances, they failed in their chances, whatever it is. And that includes James Cook in the backfield, too, because a lot's going to be expected of
them. You know, in terms of somebody emerging, a quarterback goes to the line, reads the defense, and decides what we can do. Like, you can have a lot of plays called. But one of the things about Diggs is that he got all those targets because Allen thought, that's my best play. I should do this. And that's where I'm eager to see who steps into that role. Who becomes Josh Allen's most trusted target?
Yeah.
Because that's a big job.
Yeah, and every time I talk about this, I always think somebody is sitting there listening saying, what about Kincaid? What about Kincaid? Because I think he may evolve into that guy because he's the one who's had a level of success amongst the pass catchers with this offense, Shakir to a certain point. But I think you're right. We talk about the go-to guy in moments. And then I start thinking back at Diggs, and it's so interesting the way, you know, the first half went and the second half went because, let's face it, there were times watching them and watching him, he felt unguardable. Mm-hmm. Like, he could run routes, he'd get open, Josh would find him, he'd toy with the defender and then ditch to where he was going to fall or go out of bounds or make a play. Well, but the exciting thing, I guess, if we want to look at it optimistically, is that is wide open for all these guys. And they are guys with talent. You know, like Curtis Samuel, I think, has a lot of talent and a lot of ability that they've been missing from what he can do. And the question is, how quickly can you ramp that up to where it's an important part of this offense?
What about in terms of how much they ran the ball at the end of last year? Like, that maybe was a function of, hey, we got to turn the ball over less. And one way to do that was, let's not force things in the pass game. Do you think that continues, the rate at which they did run the ball more under Joe Brady at the end of last year? I wonder if they could do that for a full season, even with James Cook's size. He got a lot of touches last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more you'd want to put on his plate. There's Ray Davis, too. There's Ty Johnson. What about the run game? Do you think they'll run the ball more for a full season this year than they have in many years?
God, I know it sounds like a cop-out, but I stop short of saying they're going to be a running team. You cannot be a running team if Josh Allen is your quarterback, right? I mean, he is too talented and all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But, that being said, I never feel like, even they ran it more, they're not the type of team, I think, that wants to go out and say, we're going to run it down your throat. It's happened a few times. Like, it happened, you know, when they played against the Cowboys. Yep. And the way they played. But I don't see them being that team. But I do believe it is important to be able to run it. And I think with all those changes in the passing game, it would make sense that maybe early on they rely on that a little bit if they can do it. I don't know how they feel with the changes in the offensive line. I think they should be able to run the ball effectively. But you know with this offense, running the ball includes 17 running the ball, yep. Right? And how he does it. I would like to see them get away from the planned runs and more of him just crushing people with his ability to run. But I don't know if that answers your question, but I think they need to be able to do it. And he's going to want to be able to do it for this offense. And then you add in changes in the defense, and I guess you could say running the ball. You know what keeps the ball and keeps the clock is moving the chains, however you can do it. And I want to see them be more efficient overall on the offense, and the running game certainly can play into it.
Speaking with Mike Catalano here on WGR. All right, so on Allen, it feels like he's a guy we don't talk about that much, right? He's just, because he is what he is, and we all know he's great. I guess the question I have is, like, the line with great power comes great responsibility. He's got more ownership of this because we are all kind of looking to him, and you hear it all the time. You got Josh Allen, you're going to be a competitive team. You got a chance. Your window's open. So does that translate to, A, pressure's on, or is it a little bit more of we understand if it doesn't go the way maybe it's gone in years past because – you are being asked to lift up a little more than you were in years past.
I think most people are rational when it comes to NFL football, right? They won't overreact to anything. Look, he's going to take heat. If it's not good, they're going to say, see, he's not the guy. At least some people will. I think there is more pressure on him in a sense of saying, man, you know, you walk in the building and, mm-hmm. And again, saying that these guys have not had the success. See, you could say, man, Steph Diggs has been this guy. Gabe Davis has had moments of being that guy, and now they're not doing it, and Josh has to pick up on it. Well, now he doesn't have those guys. So I think, in part, I think Josh Allen is a guy who is always going to get heat. from a certain – I mean, we see some of the nonsense that goes on when they talk about him. I don't think he's going to be forgiven if this offense doesn't work, if that makes sense. It's just the nature of the position that he plays in this league and the way he's perceived around the league. Within the Bills fan base, I think it might be different this year because there are so many changes, but I think it's the danger for him would be, I got to do it all by myself, and that won't sustain with this group, I don't think at all.
I don't get a lot of Super Bowl or bust vibes around this team. That doesn't mean it's off the table.
Right.
Successful season is?
Whew. Well, look, I still think they should win the AFC East. I mean, I know the Jets are tough, and it's funny, you know, you see all that, and that is a talented roster, and they do have their quarterback. We'll see how that goes. But I think for them, they still should believe they can win the AFC East. It's funny, the Jets have played them tough no matter what they had, and it feels like they split every year with the Jets. So, and they've done well against the Dolphins. So I still think a successful year is playoff team, I would say winning the division, and then go play at that point. Because, you know, I even look back to last year, and, you know, you get to that point in the playoffs, and they got the home game against the Chiefs, and we saw, everybody saw what happened, and that was below level of where it should have been. If that were to happen this year, I would say that would probably be considered a successful season. The issue is this franchise, the coaching staff and the quarterback drag in the last 7 years to wherever they are. You're not going to get a total reset because of the changes in the roster. But, yeah, I still believe, you know, double-digit wins and winning the division and putting yourself in a good spot is what would equate to success.
One on the defense. With all the turnover, we mentioned earlier Poirier and Hyde, Trey White too, although they already made the Douglas trade last year to address that. How much faith should there be in McDermott that he's got the code, even with the players that have left, that they're still going to be a top defensive
This team? Is where I tell you, we have a bet.
We have a bet.
I have the side of Sean McDermott will never have a bottom 10 defense. Like, I think
Ever.
The code, the blueprint, I do have a lot of faith. You can say what you want about other things. When it comes to scheme, I think he's got it.
I'm with you on that, Jeremy. He knows how to coach. He knows how to coach guys up. We sometimes, you just accepted the fact that Poirier was out, Hyde was out for a year. They lost Trey, and this defense just plays. And they find ways, and you look at them, and sometimes you try to map it out. Even if you looked at individual guys on this defense, you know, it's not like you would say superstars all over the place. But I have a lot of faith, even with all the change, I have a lot of faith in the secondary because of McDermott and Babich and those guys, because they have shown an ability. When I say coach them up, like, they expect them to go out and perform, and they rarely, rarely are a defense that just gets used. And I know, again, I can hear people saying, yeah, until the playoffs, until a big moment, you know, when they don't stop Mahomes all the time and the way it ends up going. But, no, I have a lot of faith in them, and I think they have some – you know, it's funny how quickly things turn. 1 year ago, we were all standing here going, who's going to replace Tremaine?
Yeah.
And I think Terrell Bernard – is I could almost say he's the best player on. I think he played at times like the best player on that defense, and I think with he and Taron Johnson, it's a different vibe now, I would say, leadership wise on that defense. But I have a lot of faith in, and obviously Milano is a key. We'll see how he looks, what they end up doing, and the way they end up moving with him. But no, I'm with you. I have faith in that guy to coach defense and this group, and there's a standard they set, and they hit it all the time.
Mike Catalano, 13 WHAM and Buffalo Plus YouTube Sports Director. Subscribe to Buffalo Plus on YouTube. You and Dan and Jenny, you guys do a great job. You have a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. Those guys, you know, I keep them young is the way I try to do it. So they're great, and we're going to get to work. Dan's waving at me. You know,
all right.
They got the cameras. They're doing all that hard stuff. I just talk. I talk. That's what I do.
We'll cut you loose. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys.
All right, Mike Catalano joining us here on Radio Row. Let's start calling this Radio Row.
It's more like a radio triangle.
It was Radio Row. We got, you know,
yeah,
Rochester right there. Is Radio Row.
Live. We got Rochester from there. Row. We'll have One Bills Live guys set up over here. That's why it's more of like a triangle.
Yeah, the radio triangle.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to Mike. When we get back, we got a couple things to get to, and we'll catch up, of course. Sean McDermott's going to join us. No, sorry. We'll carry it live. He'll join you, the listeners.
Yes.
9:15.
You're going
press
to conference. Hear Sean McDermott
yes,
talk.
Yes, yes. Through your radio. speakers
yes.
or app or whatever. Jeremy and Joe, when we get back, you got anything for me? I got some. What do you want?
When we get back, I had some odds I was looking at earlier that could be interesting. I did, speaking of odds, I made a bet on a Bill last night.
Okay.
A very long shot bet.
All right. Tell us the long shot bet. And Sean McDermott, 9:15 from training camp. Coverage of Bill's training camp from St. John Fisher University is presented by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it. Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.